So I'm Sophie and I'm here with Amber Run at Cavern.
I'm Felix and I play drums.
I'm Tom and I play bass.
I'm Joe, I play guitar and sing.
I'm Will, I play guitar.
And I'm Henry and I play keys. Black and white.
For the people listening that don't know you, how would you describe your band and your music?
Kind of like a post-apocalyptic folk, sort of with Baroque influences.
It's much easier when you listen to someone else's music to sort of place it in a category of someone else, whereas we're not going to say, oh, we sound like Coldplay on Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
A, that sounds really cocky.
Which was a great thing.
So who would you say your musical influences are?
Really, like, there's a few bands we listen to that we all kind of listen to, but not that many. Like, we all listen to different stuff. Like, Felix likes psychedelic rock, and I like drum and bass and like ambient music, and Tom likes like hardcore, Henry likes Debussy.
I listen to Coldplay.
It's basically everything.
Yeah.
You all listen to a bit of.
Strange. Yeah.
So, loads of people say that you sound like you've been playing for years. When did you meet and how did it all happen?
In terms of where we met, Will, Joe and I went to school together and have been in bands previously together. Met Henry at university in Nottingham, quickly became good friends and like bonded on music stuff, and we knew Felix from home. He didn't go to school with us, but we knew him as a friend from home. It kind of just came together when we needed it to, really. The five best friends, and that's it.
What would you say your highlight has been so far, like a place you've played at?
I mean, finding out we were playing Reading and Leeds was absolutely amazing.
That's my joke.
Playing Reading and Leeds, actually doing it, was amazing, incredible.
I heard like Reading and Leeds was like your fourth show or something.
Yeah.
We
just worked really, really hard for it. We just spent day after day in King's Cross in the rehearsal space, and we had some really good people around us that sort of almost coached us.
So you were on part of Fern Cotton's playlist on Radio 1. How did that come about? How did that happen?
I'm guessing that was like a product of the whole introducing thing. I mean, from the start, so like we were based in Nottingham, Dean Jackson from the BBC Introducing, the East Midlands, Nottinghamshire one. He's just the nicest guy, and he's been so supportive of us from the beginning. And kind of all of it stemmed from that. Everything that even Reading and Leeds stemmed from him, because we were playing on the BBC Introducing stage, and that all came from him. And obviously he's quite like, they listen to what he has to say, because he came up with people like Jake Bugg, London Grammar, Dog Is Dead. So he has like a good track record, so having him backing us was really useful for us. He got us on Spot Plays on Radio 1, he got us the BBC Introducing Series, and the Introducing Playlist as well for Noah.
And Jo Eiley's been really good to us at the moment as well. Yeah. She's playing us every night this week. And
single of the week or something.
Yeah, single of the week.
It's really, really cool. I don't think we can really explain how it's come. All we can kind of say is that we're just really, really grateful to these people for giving us the chance. Because, I mean, what's come of it is we've been able to leave uni. We're just, like, running around the country playing shows, whether it's, like, no people or, like, 100 people or whatever. It's better than before we were doing before. So we're just grateful.
How you can still sleep in my bed. So, talking about your tour that you've been doing, how's that going? Have you enjoyed
it's been
yourself?
Really fun.
Yeah, it's the best, man.
I mean, I almost we've done, so it's kind of like getting used to the whole. Yeah, we're playing show every day, like. But it's been cool. Some of the shows have been really surprising, though. Like, we don't really have any idea of where people who like our music are. But we turn out some shows, there's been no one there, and it's been rubbish. We turn out some shows, and there's been quite a lot of people there, and it's been really good. So Oxford was one of them, that was wicked.
I was going to say, do you have a favourite?
London
was wicked. That was
over, like, even sold out capacity. There were too many people in the room, and it was just like so.
Yeah, there was loads of people there, it was wicked.
It was so fun, but there was also like some family there as well, and it's also kind of, it was really nice to share with them as well.
So your new song, Heaven, was released on Sunday. How's that doing? Is that exciting?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time we've had a physical copy of something as a vinyl printed.
It's nice of you.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it yet. Which would be nice, but
it's all been crept up, because we've been on tour, like, things are kind of just happening, and we just post stuff, and, like, obviously we know what's going on, but I mean, like, we are kind of just in the van, turn up the place, unload, play, leave next again, and then so I mean I didn't even realise it was out on Sunday really. Someone else posted it, I didn't even kind of know.
It's all
I mean,
pretty like, hectic.
But yeah. We had a really good time recording the video, met some really nice people through that. And it's like it was like our first like proper release. Like we released Noah like a while ago, and it kind of it did us really really well. But we didn't really do it in a way that was structured. You know, just let it go.
Yeah, time to let it go. A little ghost where you were mine. Little ghost, why I don't need. Is there an album on the cards? Maybe.
We're going to record an album in January, which is obviously immensely exciting.
Yeah.
A month of pure creativity.
Yeah, so have you written a lot of it, been writing loads of material on?
Yeah, it's pretty much all written, except unless there's any, anything, subject inspiration when we're in there, but it's all written, we've got loads of songs, so.
We got a big part.
So, social media is a huge part of the industry. You're written, Twitter, Facebook, everything. How easy is it, would you say, to keep up with it all?
At the moment, when we're not on tour, it's relatively easy. We just have to decide who's going to do the post. But we have, I don't know, there's a guy at the moment that helps us out and do key posts each day. And then we kind of, when we have a moment, we can do something like a photo and the tweet. But I think the Twitter is quite easy.
Facebook's, we kind of put them apart. So Facebook kind of does announcements and sort of official things like that. Twitter we just use as kind of, as it is really to just connect with people, because people directly ask you questions, and I mean we get all the alerts on our phones, so we normally just sort of respond, and it's a lot easier than Facebook, which is kind of, when people tweet you directly you can just respond to them, whereas on Facebook you can put a wall post and people might comment on it or that kind of thing. So Twitter's wicked, it's much better for being able to connect with people.
So on the radio, we talk to a lot of local bands and students, aspiring artists and things. What advice would you give them to get their music heard and progress?
BBC Introducing was such a help, and the impression I get, they're really helpful in, because there are loads of different areas they do it.
Yeah.
And they're all separate, governed by one organisation. But we came through that in Nottingham, and that was amazing. Dean Jackson there, I don't know the one that would apply for Exeter, but I'm sure that they're equally as.
Yeah.
They love getting new bands in, and they love having you in to do a live session and an interview.
There's also a case of as early as you can, get people on the team. We got management really early, we got online PR really early, and they just it's good to have someone who knows what they're doing to tell you what's good and what's not.
Obviously that's not always easy to get. That's understandable. I think we were really lucky to get a leg up. In terms of what you can do actively rather than passively in terms of what you release and stuff, I always think, because there's so many bands, try and go as high quality as you can do / afford at the beginning. And I understand it's a commitment and it's a financial commitment, but if you're properly serious about it, you need to set yourself apart. And how you set yourself apart is, strong songwriting, so choose a song that you really, really like, and then go record that song properly, because it only takes one song to break somewhere. And you can see that in the bands that have done really, really well, like the Code Line, that All I Want tune was obviously they had other good songs in the background, and that was great, but the All I Want tune was
what they focused on.
Exactly, and they really, really pushed it, and it went really, really well. And you could see that they'd seen that the potential of the song, they got an amazing video for it, they recorded it amazingly. And again, that's slightly different because they had a slight label backing, but I mean, you can kind of take what they've done and put it on your own.
Yeah, and then I saw them at Reading this year and they're amazing, that song. So, if you wish you'd been given one piece of advice, from starting, what would it be, I think?
Don't join Amber Run.
Good one.
Useful.
That's why no one listens to him.
I would say you have to appreciate that there are going to be times as well. Because when people say when I say to people I've left uni and I'm just as part of the band thing, and that we've signed and all of it, and then we're touring the country, you expect it's just going to be incredible the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there aren't incredible moments, but there are intense lows as well, and you just have to accept that. And it's not always going to be amazing.
It's a lot of hard work as well. Lot of hard work.
I honestly reckon just realise you're going to have to work really, really hard, and you're going to have to put the hours in, and you wouldn't, thinking about it, you probably wouldn't deserve it if you didn't. So it's half the fun.
Thank you very much. Is there anything you want to say to extra students that are listening?
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Big up Nathan Key.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Hopefully
come
we'll
to
see
King.
You again soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.